Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
She should be in a straitjacket, let alone teaching children.
This is what happens when you close the mental hospitals, honest to God.
Right. Now we call them universities.
Right. Honest to God, this poor woman. All right, here we are with the podcast. Welcome, everybody. We are
a lot of research
off and running. Yeah, actually, I did do some research. I got in early this morning.
But it's funny because we never know who's going to host, and so we're like, you.
We got a bunch of stuff. We already started the show about 5 minutes ago. You probably didn't catch it, but maybe Lily could put some of that in. But
pre-roll.
We typically start off and then like, okay, now go. We're already halfway. I thought we were halfway through.
And then we're like, what did we talk about 5 minutes ago? We should really bring that back up.
All right. Well, today we are going to talk about. We're not going to talk about money. We're going to talk about politics again. We're going to talk about lockdowns. We're going to talk about economics, right? We're going to talk about, we're going to play a clip from Walter Williams. The world lost another great conservative economist that he was a professor. He actually taught his last class.
Hard to believe he was a professor. Remember those days where we used to have professors that thought on both sides of the aisle?
Can't have that anymore. George Mason University, economics professor, Walter E. Williams, an icon and just a great communicator and really able in the same vein as Milton Friedman, very relaxed, very able to articulate his point. It's a couple of things that Walter Williams said. We'll start off with Walter Williams that was just, I think, spot on. Is that, the couple of things. Number one, when it comes to communism, I see all these kids on college campuses talking about communism, all these college kids, right? He goes, just real simple common sense, right? What are the countries that people are fleeing with nothing but the clothes on their back?
Yeah.
And where are they going to?
Right.
Right? Are people leaving free countries like America with nothing? They're leaving everything behind for the opportunity to get into Cuba?
Yeah.
No.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Use common sense.
Down in Florida last time, I took an Uber. I went to watch a late night Bills game with my daughter, and Amy had fallen asleep with the little one. So I just said to Olivia, I said, we'll just take an Uber home. We're not going to make mom come back. Well, gentleman picks us up, and I always ask, he's got an accent. Where are you from? He goes, Cuba. I said, tell me about you. He said, well, I originally moved to San Diego, California. Yeah. And I left there, and I'm here in Florida. And I said, how do you like, Florida? He goes, I love it. I said, why'd you leave California? He goes, socialism. He goes, I left Cuba, and I saw what was going on there. And he didn't pull any punches. I loved it. I'm like, good for you. Good for you. Good for you to be honest with me. I love it. Thank you so much. I love this conversation. It's too bad the people in New York and California can't figure that out. But he did. And, I continue to say there is a lot of good folks here that can push this agenda to the right, if assuming we actually vote fairly at some point.
Walter E. Williams, he taught his last class on Tuesday at the University, George Mason University. I think he passed away on Wednesday.
Hmm.
So talk about working to the end. But he loved what he did, right? He was the one of the greatest economists and public intellectuals in American history. Just amazing. A couple other things he said. He talked about unemployment or minimum wage. So 1948. The unemployment rate amongst young African Americans was 9.something%, for teenagers, 18 to 25, that age bracket. But the unemployment for white kids in the same bracket was over 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that was right before minimum wage kicked in, right?
Wow.
Minimum wage kicked in, and
so
it took away so many opportunities. Now you see this constant disparity between black and white, of course, that the left always points to. Now, Trump actually got the African-American unemployment rate down to all-time lows, right? Yes. Same thing with the Hispanic rate, right?
Shame of it is Trump did one of the biggest things for the inner-city black community, which is this community reinvestment program.
No, Opportunity Zone.
Opportunity Zone program. But it's an investment in these communities where you can write it off tax-free, pull out all kinds of money tax-free. But what it did is it started to stimulate economic growth. We saw plenty of real estate trusts through our research that started to fund millions and millions and millions, hundreds of billions of dollars into these inner cities. Which, of course, if you're in the inner city, that's where the jobs are going to fall, right? Unfortunately, I'm sure Mr. Biden will unroll that program. Just like they said they were going to help the schools, and then the minute Obama got in, he was trying to take away school choice. So.
He taught at George Mason University for 40 years. Walter
Wow.
40 years.
That's so impressive.
You don't see professors like that have this kind of commitment to conservatism and understanding. Especially as a black professor, looking at it from as a leader to say, you can't look at what's going on today and point back to slavery as the cause, right? You can point to a lot of things, But you can't say, you know, he goes back to 1928 and Harlem, you know, the out of wedlock birth rate was less than 30% for African Americans. Now it's like 90 something percent, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, talking about poverty and the reasons for it, and you know, just a great leader and a great thinker. And unfortunately,
sadly missed. Yeah,
yeah, he'll be missed for sure. Yep. I don't think George Mason University will allow that again. I'm sure they won't. They don't want to have – see, the universities, sadly, are not areas to think anymore, to challenge thought, to have open debate, to challenge the way that you look at things and maybe have somebody else's viewpoint, to look at it from their perspective. It's all about drowning out now anything that goes against the liberal ideology. Yep. It really is sickening.
Completely erasing history is what they're doing.
Erasing history. Yeah. Liberalism is absolutely a mental disorder. I don't care what you say or what you tell me. I see people on the streets screaming out their windows, right? Conservatives don't do that, right? No. If a conservative pulls up at a traffic stop or an intersection and there's a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters on the corner, we don't start screaming out, racist! We don't lose our minds.
I'm a teacher!
I mean, look at this lady. This is a recent example. I mean, these people are absolute lunatics.
In fact, I would say certainly you don't want to behave that way, but one of the things that I think the conservatives fail to do is be a little bit more aggressive in trying to push forward with some of their agenda. The thing that these people do is they'll just continue to ram it down your throat. They're like 5-year-olds, right? You know, 5-year-olds like, please give me the candy. 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 They're like, please give me socialism. Please give me socialism. You're like, stop, stop. It's just, it'll destroy you, kid. It'll knock your teeth out, that candy. Yeah. But they don't care. They just keep pushing and pushing.
AOC put out to this week. Pushing, we should all have houses. We should all have health care. Everyone deserves homes, really. Yeah.
By the way, as that nut job is making millions of dollars now selling her t-shirts.
T-shirts, isn't that great? Yeah. So this is
not redistributing a damn penny of it. By the way,
this is not being aggressive. This is just being a lunatic right here. I don't know how else to call it.
No, they're crazy.
She should not work in school.
No.
She should not.
She should be in a straitjacket somewhere.
Yes. She needs medication.
She either needs medication or she needs to get off the medication she's on.
Wow. These people are holding a please reopen schools and businesses or losing our shirts.
She's 25 years old, giving everybody the finger here. Yeah. She's a teacher, supposedly. She's going to die of the flu that has a basically 0% chance of killing her, by the way.
She's lost it. She's losing it.
Yeah.
She's
I love these 25-year-old teachers that can't go to school because of the flu that they will actually never die of. Never.
To get a different job.
Never. Never die of.
Listen, get a different job. I'm sorry. Look, that's like a firefighter saying, you know what? I can't go in that burning building. I'm at too much risk. Well, then don't be a firefighter. Yeah. Look, obviously teachers didn't sign up to be nurses or frontline workers. We get that. But there's such a little chance of really even getting sick.
For her, zero.
Let alone death.
For her, zero.
The chance for her dying is larger for her driving to work.
Almost zero.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
Right?
No doubt about that. Yeah, absolutely.
The risk of contracting.
Not even close, by the way. Not even close, Glenn. Statistically, now she's 20-something years old.
Right.
Statistically, way higher probability of her dying in a car accident on the way to school. Yeah,
right, for sure, right?
Yeah. Wait, by the way, her being 25, way higher probability 2 years ago, or certainly when Obama was in office and we had SARS, right? Way higher probability of a 25-year-old dying of that.
Yeah, pink flu.
But they didn't seem to, or pink flu.
Yeah,
they didn't seem to think anything of that.
That was
no problem.
We had 60 million Americans got infected with the swine flu.
700 people at Cornell.
And I don't even remember it, to be honest with you. Like, nobody changed the way we didn't lock down.
No.
Cuomo wasn't out there threatening gyms.
Canada did.
And
we shut down the border for 2 weeks. Canada.
Is that what we did?
Shut down the border for 2 weeks. Yeah,
I don't even remember that.
I couldn't go drag racing in Toronto.
I don't even remember.
It was 2 weeks.
We didn't do anything. We didn't have a daily body count.
No.
Now, if the swine flu had the same death rate as the coronavirus or the regular flu, we would have lost 600,000 Americans.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. A much higher death toll than we're not even at half that yet.
Well, it's not.
We will get there because they're counting everything.
This is a lot like the election, folks. It's not the votes. It's who counts the votes.
Who counts the votes.
And that's how we're doing this right now. We're saying 260,000 people died. Oops. actually with COVID, not of COVID, but they're saying of COVID, right? Well, that's wrong. That's not true. That's just simply not true. The CDC has said that's not
but
true.
But they never
right?
change the numbers, though.
You never know, change it.
Like the motorcycle guy who
never change it.
Got
never
the head-on crash that died with COVID.
Never change it.
In fact, there was some cases where they found out after the fact, like that nurse, and sadly, and again, you know, not
she didn't even have COVID, did she?
No, she didn't. Yeah, she had something that was easily curable. She had a bladder infection.
Yeah.
Right, that also ultimately caused a kidney infection and ultimately killed her. And because people are so focused on COVID in a box,
we're probably going to have more of that. Although excessive deaths we don't have excessive deaths right now, so it's tough to say that anything or people are dying more of anything.
We
right
will
now.
When people start to starve to death from the lack of economic,
global starvation will be the biggest thing. Yeah. The number one cause of death globally will be starvation. We can blame that on the Democrats because they're the ones not allowing us to open small businesses that are contracting the economy, although Target and Walmart seem to be doing just great. Although I have not heard Target or Walmart set up any kind of foundations to help the mom and pop stores around them. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like Amazon, especially, right?
Amazon, big leftists, Amazon, and I didn't even heard any kind of like rescues for the restaurants or anything like that. It'd be real easy, by the way. You know, Amazon themselves could write a huge check to every restaurant, every DBA and every registered restaurant. You just come out and you say, look, I understand what you're going through. Yeah. We're kicking butt right now. We're going to do this a one-time write-off. Here you go. Here's a check. We want this to go to the restaurants. Across the country or across the world.
Remember,
really, across the country. They've got those kind of resources easy.
Yep.
Easy.
All day long.
Easy.
Yep. Yeah, Jeff Bezos could just write a $1 billion check and wouldn't change his lifestyle one bit. Bill Gates, the same thing. Right?
Those two guys could very easily write a check.
They won't do it.
That could allow these restaurants and gym owners, whoever they want to close, to be able to have the Band-Aid for six more months.
They won't do it, but yet at the same time, they will lobby and advocate to elect politicians that will take your money.
Yes.
And my money, right? They'll never give up their money. In fact, they have foundations, offshore accounts, right? You know, look
trust
at
funds
Buffett.
Set up.
Trust funds, absolutely.
Trust funds set up to avoid paying the government when they pass away.
Great. Back to more liberal lunacy.
Yeah, these lights are.
Yeah, they get hot after a while.
Yeah.
Back to liberal
lunacy.
Good
thing we don't wear makeup. I'll tell you.
Yeah, we'd be melting. Chicago Teachers Union tweets this about reopening schools. It would be racist, sexist, and misogynistic. And of course, then they deleted it. But what these clowns don't, you know, always forget is that school, the internet's forever, folks.
Yeah.
Internet's forever. So whatever you put that out there, you delete it, it's still there.
So let me get this straight. So we're originally upset because certain inner city schools are not getting the resources to have the kids go to school, but now we want them to go to school, and now we want them to go to school, so now it's racist to go to school.
That's right.
This
is what they said. The push, this is from the Chicago Teachers Union.
These teachers just don't want to work, by the way.
The push to reopen schools is rooted in sexism, racism, and misogyny.
Yeah. And when I say that, by the way, I know there's a big group of you teachers that get this. My sister-in-law is a teacher. She's a kick-butt teacher. And she wants to go back to school. She understands that these kids need to be in school 5 days a week. Unfortunately, just like most groups, it's a minority of these folks that are like this nut job we played before, who's screaming at 25 years old, you know, F you, I'm a teacher, I could die, right? But unfortunately, they're driving the agenda. I will say this, though. Buffalo, New York, Western New York, some of the school, Lancaster announced yesterday they're going back. So I think it does take one or two districts to have a set of stones and the rest of them will fall.
Yeah, and a bunch of lawsuits. That helps, too.
That's right.
And hats off to Stefan Mihailu. He was on with Tucker Carlson last night. He got to dig in the Mark Poland cars. I hope you caught it, Mark. That was great.
I love that.
You know, you out with your buddies wearing a mask, with no mask, taking a picture. And it's the hypocrisy.
Yes.
Again, that drives people nuts. We'll get to hypocrisy in a second, but one more liberal
lunacy. I would be so embarrassed if I was Mark Poloncarz. So embarrassed.
Sure.
Shutting and destroying all these businesses and then getting caught out with my buddies.
They don't even care. The thing is, they don't even care.
They don't.
You can take your
10-minute rule.
We don't need your business. No. We'll just tax Amazon. Funny thing is, Amazon won't come unless we give them a gajillion dollars in tax breaks, right?
That's right.
We can't get Amazon outside of opening up a warehouse. We can't do anything with Amazon unless we're going to give away the New York
Manhattan. Walmart and Target as well.
Yeah, we'll give Manhattan. That's what we got to do to get
50,
Amazon here.
50 years worth of tax breaks. Yep.
One more thing on liberal lunacy, and we talked about this in the radio show. The very first thing, on day one that Biden's going to do after he mandates 100 days of mask wearing, and Chuck Schumer is all over endorsing this, and that is allowing males back into female bathrooms. Because this, folks, is what's really plaguing the country
right now. That's top priority.
This is such a huge issue in this country between COVID, businesses going down. By the way,
the $30 trillion in debt.
30% more businesses.
The $80 billion that New York State's in. We're just going to make sure boys and girls compete together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 10,000 of America's restaurants are expected to close in the next 3 weeks.
10,000
more. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 10,000 more. That's in addition to the 110,000. But that's not the problem.
No.
We need to work on this. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer supports Vice President Joe Biden's plan to force schools receiving federal funding to accommodate students who want to use bathrooms, locker rooms, or play sports with students of the opposite biological
sex. What kind of a mess is that?
You are destroying sports, number one.
Yes.
Okay. There are women's sports or are men's sports. Yep. If you want to play the opposite, whatever. But what happens with these schools, they say, well, we don't have enough resources to field a women's football team, and so therefore we'll have no teams.
No.
And nobody gets the opportunity. Because remember, liberalism is all about legislating to the lowest common denominator, right? So transgender children represent, 0.05%. Of the population. I'm not saying we shouldn't be sympathetic to them. I'm not saying we should do what we can to accommodate them. But this is fraught with abuse. Everybody with a head on their shoulders knows it. You can't. You take a 15, 16, 17-year-old boy and say you can now use the women's restroom.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Or women's locker room. Are you kidding me?
That is a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for a lot of things.
Lord.
I mean, disaster is the least of it. When I say there's going to be a dad like me who goes in there and takes care
How about the feelings, though? Again, I could be sensitive to the 0.5% of the American population, but how about being sensitive to the 99% that are the poor girls that are in that locker room that now have to be subjected to this, right?
Yes.
It's not right. Not right.
They don't think it through. They really do not think it through. And then once they don't think it through and this stuff goes into play, they don't back down. Right.
No,
Andrew's doing that now with COVID, right? He knows he was wrong. He's got the worst numbers in the whole country, killed more people, crushed New York State, but he can't back away from it now, right?
Yep.
Bail reform, right? What kind of a mental midget are you to not know that that's a bad idea, right? Yeah. We're letting people who have caused crimes back out in the streets. We know that many of them have committed crimes right away, right? Yeah. So that they wouldn't have had they been out. There's nobody with a brain, Democrat, Republican, that says, hey, Billy robbed the bank. He should be back out on the street. Hey, Billy raped somebody. He should be back out on the street, right?
Right. But they did it.
But they did it.
They did
it. Now they can't back away from it.
They
right?
did it.
They're now they can't back away from it.
By the way, they let away a business owner in handcuffs from Staten Island and put him in jail.
That's right.
While at the same time releasing child sex offenders. No joke.
How sick is that? How sick is that?
You cannot make this stuff up.
No.
People in other states, we spent a lot of time in Florida.
Could you imagine somebody reading a book 20 years ago and still 40 years ago and saying this is what's going to happen?
Yeah, crazy.
40 years from now.
No, not in this country.
Child abuse, a rapist is going to get out on the streets, but if you open up your business, you're going to go to jail.
It's insanity. It really is.
Sick.
Here's what Biden said. He said that in October, he told a mother during a televised town hall that he supports young children's choosing to transition and reaffirmed his promise to, quote, flat out just change the law to accommodate. Well, guess what? Flat out, you're not allowed as a president to just change the law.
Right.
We have something called the branches of government, one of which is the legislative branch.
As of now, we actually
makes laws. Yeah,
as of now, we do.
But again, is this really priority, folks?
Let's see what happens in Georgia. And by the way, Republicans who are now watching them steal that election,
Let's talk about what Trump did for a second. Operation Warp Speed is why we have vaccines right now. Yeah. Right. Trump was not. So Chuck and Biden are going to get in. They're going to focus on transgender bathrooms and mandating schools. Yeah. I mean, with all the stuff, if we have hundreds of thousands of deaths, right, this is a world pandemic and we're crushing businesses. It's so scary that we have to, not educate our kids and destroy businesses. But yet that's not going to be your focus on day one.
No.
Your focus on day one is transgender use of males and female bathrooms.
Yeah.
You folks on the left are clowns.
Yeah.
If you support this, you're a clown. If you vote for this, also a clown.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know what to tell you.
Think about this.
This is a joke.
Think about this, guys.
A joke.
What we're saying, by the way, is our troops who are 19 years old, 20 years old, are not responsible enough to go in and grab a six-pack of Budweiser, right? But yet, they can take their male body parts and turn them into female body parts or vice versa.
Because at 8 years old, you're mature enough to make that decision.
We're going to support you
at
14 years old in your transition.
Right.
But yet, if you go
14.
Out and protect us. If you go out and protect us at 20, we don't think you're responsible enough to have six beers out with your buddies.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Disgusting.
A few more things on liberal hypocrisy here, and then we'll talk about this poor woman and California who did a great job. But this is why people are so frustrated. It's Mark Poloncarz, you know, getting his picture taken golfing with his buddies. Yet Arrowhead Golf Course gets their liquor license stolen for challenging Governor Cuomo. Yep. That's tyranny, folks.
Yep.
But yet the golf club that Mark Poloncarz golfed at, which we have to find out, by the way, what that was. He had a golf tournament, no problem without wearing a mask. Oh, it was less than 10 minutes. I'm okay, right?
No, golf tournament. He's with about 20 friends drinking beer, hugging each other, taking a picture.
Yeah, with their arm around each other.
Yeah.
But it was less than 10 minutes, so that's okay. That's exactly how the spreading has happened, right? Yeah. Those exact kind of incident. And look, I'm not saying don't do it.
No.
You do you, right? The problem is when you tell us how to do us, right? Yep. When you tell us you can't do this, you can't do that, don't you dare do this. Cuomo's out there joking about being Pacino and what's his name? And then he chastised, but if you don't get your act together, people of New York, we're going to shut you down again. Well, I'm getting my hair cut. I'm going out to dinner. Yeah. That's such a joke.
De Niro and Pacino.
De Niro and Pacino.
I thought a better movie would have been Dumb and Dumber for the two of them.
Yeah, exactly. Democrat Louisiana governor dined maskless at country club despite his own guidelines.
That's unreal.
People are sick. And tired of this, folks.
Sort of. But here's, we've been spot on right from the get-go, and we've been absolutely dead right on. What I'm amazed is I'm continuing to talk to business owners in Western New York who are not opening up. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I'm not lying. We've been saying this from day one. If we had a restaurant, we would be open.
Yeah.
It would be an autonomous zone. We would make sure we had as many people there to protect that place as possible. If you wanted to take our liquor license, go have it. I just won't pay you the fee anymore.
Yeah, the idea of the autonomous zone, by the way, folks, is that if you do what they did in San Francisco or in Seattle, you have to have 1,000 people there up front.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't get the... Once he's led away in handcuffs...
Well, shame on...
The 2,000 people that show up after he's arrested... Well, here's what you have to do. You put the guy who owns the bar or owns the restaurant in the very middle so the police can't get to the restaurant. Yeah. That's the way it works, okay?
How sickening is that?
You put 2,000 people around the outside of that restaurant... And you lock arms so that they cannot get through to. So then they have to arrest every single. And you have to show up as expecting to be arrested and say, you're going to have to arrest all 1,000 of us before you get to fill in the blank business owner inside of the
establishment. When do these restaurant owners band together and start to open up? When did they band together and start to open up? They are taking your livelihood. Do you not see that? They are taking your livelihood.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
They don't care.
And by the way, the judges don't care. We have a lawsuit going on in Rochester. It's sitting on Siracusa's desk. It's sitting on his desk. He's going to try to push it off as long as possible. And then he's going to say, oh, we got the vaccine. Everything's good. Oh, well, you don't need to sue anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll throw that on the desk now. And you know what?
Cuomo. That's what's coming now.
He's already talking about
Cambria is going to win this suit against Cuomo, and Cuomo knows it, right? It's for opening up gyms and things like that. But Robbie is the tip of the spear. He's a plaintiff, right?
Yep.
You watch now. Cuomo will allow gyms to open, and so that the judge will say, "Well, I don't really need to hear the case anymore because gyms are open."
Here's what's remarkable.
Sickening.
2 weeks ago, about a week and a half.
But then
ago,
a week later, closed
Andrew
it back down.
Said there's no proof that these gyms are spread. In fact, the gym numbers are better than anybody.
Right.
I mean, when that comes out of your mouth, the next step should be absolutely 100% right now. These gyms should be 100% open. If you want to do your mask thing, which I think is total bullshit.
He wants more begging.
Yeah.
He wants more begging.
He wants
more groveling. Yeah. He wants more people to grovel at the king's feet.
Watch and see, though. You're right. The 15th, those gyms will be open.
Somebody should deliver a throne to Albany, in all seriousness, as a PR stunt.
I hope
a big golden throne and deliver it to the Capitol building for King Cuomo.
Starts to set a precedent. The biggest thing is taking these powers away from him, because trust me, he'll be back. What the scary thing is, and Hogan Willig has already seen this, they have not declared or set the tone on what exactly is an emergency.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Everything's
right?
an emergency.
What we've said is Andrew has the right during an emergency to be able to do whatever he wants to do. Well, what constitutes an emergency, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're rioting in the city of Buffalo. Take everybody's guns away. That's an emergency,
exactly.
Right?
Well, they did that.
Climate change is an emergency. And I think, you know what we need to do? We need to take everybody's houses away that are near the ocean there.
Yes.
Or, you know, except for the Obama family. They'll be gated.
Well, they did that with gun confiscation and an emergency in Katrina.
Yeah.
In Louisiana with the Democrat mayor,
Mayor
Nagin. Mayor Nagin, by the way, who served a prison time. I think he might still actually be in prison. Can you look that up for me? Mayor Nagin. See if Ray Nagin's still in prison, if he's actually out yet, dirtbag. He is. Mm. And when we call people, these politicians, dirtbags,
I'm
folks,
sure he is, by
they
way.
Are dirtbags.
I'm sure he's out.
Mayor Nagin was a dirtbag, right? Yeah. He committed fraud. He embezzled. He's still in jail?
Yeah. So, yeah, really?
What's his... 2023.
That's impressive, though.
That's the guy. Actually, right? He was the mayor of Louisiana during Katrina. Usually we confiscated guns.
Usually we recycle them through the system pretty quick.
Put him right back. Well, he's not in Louisiana. They actually have a prison system there. In New York, he'd be a CNN host right now.
That's right. He'd be ABC, he'd have his own for show. Sure.
Actually, yeah. He was sent home early due to Corona.
Of course he was.
Sent home early due to Corona, back to sipping martinis, I'm sure, somewhere, right?
Isn't that amazing? So let's
we're going to arrest business owners. We're going to put a restaurateur in handcuffs and lead him to jail while letting out corrupt politicians.
Unreal.
Like Ray Nagin.
Unreal. Yeah. We're going to let out people who
What was his actual crimes? What was his charges?
I'm absolutely positive those people will follow the COVID laws.
Yes, he's not gathering.
He'll be social distancing, and I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
What was his actual?
It just says corruption charges.
Yeah. There you go. Here's another one. San Francisco Mayor Mayor London Breed. What a name that is. Attended a French laundry party.
Sure he did.
The night right after Gavin Newsom did.
No,
right.
So no problem.
So these folks come out, right?
No problem.
It's just amazing. Mayor Garcetti, you know, in L.A. It's just sickening what these people are doing.
What's even sicker, though, is that you look at these places like L.A., and many of these business owners supported these liberal politicians.
This one might have. She looks kind of liberal, but I feel bad for her.
I feel bad for all of them. But I mean, think about this. We've already talked to how many attorneys have we talked to that voted for Andrew Cuomo that are shocked that he's abusing his powers right now? I mean, how could you what is going through your brain to pull that lever to think he's not going to do what he's doing?
Listen to this, Mike. CNN, 10,000 of American restaurants are expected to close in the next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. About 17% of America's restaurants have already permanently closed this year.
Wow.
Okay, 17%, folks. Do you know the spinoff of that? From the food trucks to the delivery people to the maintenance workers to the rest to the chefs, the waitresses and waiters and all that. I mean, 17%. That's huge. 17%. Right. That's crazy. Yeah. But it's getting worse, right? The National Restaurant Association is publicly pleading with Congress to pass new stimulus. Plead with Congress to open up businesses.
That's right.
You idiots.
I know.
This is why these trade unions, like the National Restaurant Association, are useless.
Yeah, well, we've got the New York State Restaurant Association.
Useless.
It's funny because they email me all the time, and they email me money, pleading for money in the stimulus. And I said,
kiss my ass.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Love to have you on the radio show. But until you actually get a set of stones and talk about it, you're going to zero. They're going to run you to zero. There's not enough money, by the way, to hand you to shut down for the rest of your life. If that's what, you know what? The 2 week hiatus, the 4 week hiatus, okay. You know what? After 8 months, if you can't figure this out, folks, that they're just trying to permanently shut you down, shame on you. I don't know what else to say.
We're $26 trillion in debt.
How could Robbie, by the way, out of all the businesses in Western New York that are being shut down, hair salons, restaurants, gyms, how could Robbie in Orchard Park, the gym owner in Orchard Park, be the only one with a set of stones to hand up, to stand up and say, I'm going to open up?
Because most
how
people
could
are afraid
that
of
possibly be? Yeah. At some point you say, I'm going out of business.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
So you're afraid of the health inspectors. So there's going to be no health inspectors for you to deal with soon.
Right. You're already of the 17% of them are already permanently closed.
Right.
So the group said Monday that 10,000 restaurants could close in the next 3 weeks, in addition to the 110,000 that have already shuttered in 2020. The group released results from a survey of 6,000 restaurant operators revealing that 87% of full-service restaurants reported an average 36% drop in revenue and an 83% expect sales to be even worse over the next 3 months as the virus continues to lash the United States. Wow. In short, the restaurant industry simply cannot wait for relief any longer, Sean Kennedy, executive vice president for the group, said in a release. He advocates for a true compromise between the competing Democrat and Republican proposals and hopes for a larger stimulus package in 2021. Free money for all, he says. Yeah. Free money for everybody. It's Christmas.
Here's the problem with that. CNN, the virus to lash. It's not the virus to lash. It's the way we're reacting to this virus.
Exactly.
You, CNN, are 90% of the problem. Well, let's say 50. ABC, NBC, you're all hopping on board as well. It's not the virus, right? Start to be honest with people. By the way, Florida, and I'm hoping DeSantis is doing this. DeSantis, by the way, is trying to uncover some of the actual records of of COVID. So one or two of these governors actually needs to get a set of stones and step up and say, here is the real numbers, right? Here, 6% of the 20,000 people died of COVID, right? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually report the real numbers because the narrative needs to change because this is bullshit. The virus didn't lash anybody. The virus, it's the way we responded to the virus because I'll tell you what, the virus didn't lash Walmart. The virus didn't lash Amazon.
Right.
The virus didn't lash Target. That seems to be just fine.
Right. And this is a classic example right here, right? This is this poor woman.
Oh, this is the best.
This is right here. Now, she's like, they shut my outdoor dining down.
Before you play this guy,
it's amazing.
Now, who contributes the most amount of money? What industry contributes the most amount of money to these left-wing nut jobs in California? Yeah. I would say Hollywood, right?
Yep.
I would say Hollywood. Let's see who survives here.
This is amazing.
Let's see if they're actually picking winners and losers.
Yeah, this is just amazing here. This poor woman.
Yeah.
There's her restaurant.
So this is my place, the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon. If you go to my page, you can see all the work I did for outdoor dining, for tables being 7 feet apart.
Outdoor
and
indoor.
I come in today because I'm organizing a protest, and I came in to get stuff for that. And I walk into my parking lot, and obviously Mayor Garcetti has approved this.
It's unbelievable.
Has approved this being set up for for a movie company.
For those of you listening online, by the way, not watching, it's all kinds of tents for a movie.
Yeah.
So she's not allowed to have her outdoor dining, but they can have a movie with all kinds of tents.
All kinds of tents
and
seating.
Everything. Everything I own is being taken away from me. And they set up a movie company right next to my outdoor patio.
Sad.
Which is right over here.
It's just ridiculous. It's this is the arbitrariness of these
laws.
And people
wonder why I'm protesting and why I have had enough.
I'm not.
They have not given us money and they have shut us down. We cannot survive. My staff cannot survive. Look at this.
Look, it's right next to her place.
And she set up the outdoor indoor dining
because that's how stupid these Democrats are. But right next to me as a slap in my face.
Well, you didn't contribute. You're probably not a registered Democrat.
Yeah,
that's if you had contributed.
That's safe. This is safe?
Sure. Yeah. Well, those are all Democrats over there.
50 feet away?
Oh, Democrats. Yeah, there could be some Republicans in your place. That's the problem.
This is dangerous. Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the governor will be at those tents next to you, eating, drinking.
See, that's the frustrating thing. One out of five restaurateurs are just like this one.
Yes.
They have lost their business, folks. And this is why...
It's going to be 2 to 3 pretty
this
soon.
This is why, though, again, it doesn't matter if the virus, if it's truly 250,000 people or 25,000. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're opening up Walmart, you're opening up Target, you're opening up these big box stores, and you're setting up tents like this right next to this poor woman who has her outdoor dining. So if it's that risky, if it's really we have to shut down outdoor dining because it's just too much of a risk, then why in the world are you setting up stuff like this? Why is it, if hair salons are so dangerous and masks are so effective, is Nancy Pelosi and Chris Cuomo, who are chastising us to wear masks, why are they getting their hair cut in salons with no mask on? So something's not right here, folks. I'm not claiming that. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, right? We're not that. But something is not right when you can have all kinds of tents open up for Hollywood. That's safe. But the restaurateur who's trying to put food on their table literally is risky. It's just it doesn't make any common sense whatsoever.
And I would argue that the movie can wait.
Right. Of course it can wait.
And if you, when we look at the incomes that some
How about
these,
they bring their own lunch, that, Mike?
That's right.
How about they you make a ham sammy and bring that for you, Mr. Hollywood? Seriously, yeah. you don't have to set that up.
You should, but first of all, you shouldn't even be able to do a movie. If this is as deadly as they say.
Right, exactly. Right?
The last thing we need is another movie, right? In fact, how about this? Useless Hollywood. How about you take your millions and millions of dollars that you made from the previous five movies and you redistribute it to the other struggling actors?
How about you have dinner at her restaurant?
Yeah. That's
why don't you go eat at her place, you idiots, instead of catering it in from some other liberal?
They have done absolutely nothing to stop the virus. In fact, I would argue that they did everything in their power to make it worse. The masks made it worse. The proof is, by the way, somebody sent us a message a few weeks ago that they had lost a loved one in a nursing home, and it was because of COVID, and shame on us.
Terrible.
Shame on us. And I said, shame on us.
Well, I didn't give it to her.
The nursing homes have been closed.
Right.
The nursing I haven't seen my grandmother in person in 9 months.
Right. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? How in the world did your relative die of COVID when everybody in the place, everybody that's working there is wearing a mask,
right.
Everybody's being constantly tested, and nobody's allowed in the place.
Well, I'll tell
how
you
in the world
tell
did
you.
The virus get there?
Well, because Cuomo put it there.
Yeah.
Cuomo put it there.
Well, part
because
of
remember, on March 25th, he signed an edict. They took it down from the website. You can't find it anywhere on the New York State Department of Health.
Yeah.
But on March 25th, Cuomo signed an edict along with four other governors that forced nursing homes to take COVID-positive patients. And it wiped out 10,000 seniors, right? Now, we have not – our financial firm has not been a super spreader. We haven't had any cases that have been, you know, come back from our office where somebody said, wow, we had 15 people. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen. It certainly could.
Never know, by the way.
Somehow the Department of Health, they have an outbreak.
Yeah.
They're going business to business, right? So think about this, folks, for a second. Think about the hypocrisy and the stupidity of the way that this is operating, especially in Erie County. In Erie County, it was reported last week that the Department of Health themselves have a COVID outbreak within the department, right? And yet their inspectors are still out there going business to business, potentially spreading the COVID, right? If you have COVID in the health department, maybe stop going business to business for a while. Maybe shut yourself down for 2 weeks.
They actually had a party.
And get your own act in order. I know.
They actually had a party. Pauline Kyrs' nephew actually
was at a Halloween party.
A Halloween party, right? Without a mask.
Got it.
Did he get it there? I don't know.
I don't know.
Here's the thing with the virus. I'm 100% convinced of this. And nobody's going to convince me otherwise. You can do everything that you can. If that virus is going to get you, if your DNA makeup allows you to get the virus, here's the deal. Unless you stop eating and you don't move anywhere and you don't touch anything, because COVID could come in on your plate. And that's how you could get it, right? And I could touch COVID a million times and never get it. By the way, I have a relative who, a relative of a relative who he had COVID in the same bed with his wife for months and months and months. She never got COVID.
The little kid
who slept with him all the time tested negative, right? He got it. Why? Because his DNA makeup allowed him to get it. Was she exposed to it? Absolutely she was.
Well,
was the kid exposed to it? Absolutely they were. Hey, guess what? Just like the flu every year.
Yeah.
There's times where, guess what? The flu might go through my house. And I'll use 2 years ago as an example and continue to use that bad flu season. Guess what? My wife might have the flu and she might have a really bad case of it. And it may have touched me, but my DNA makeup said, you know what? Already recognized it, saw it. The real problem with this, by the way, is hiding all these children the way we did.
Yeah.
They're going to have issues going forward for decades because their system is not going to fight COVID-19 or COVID-20 the way it should. They have made a mess of this. It should have let the kids go to school, let them burn it off. It would have been gone. These kids would have been immune to it going forward. And when COVID-20 hits, when COVID-30 hits, their body's going to say, I sort of recognize that.
Well, these are things that would have been good to study, right?
Oh,
as opposed to giving parakeets cocaine to see if it makes them frisky, right? These are the kind of things that maybe – and by the way, getting back to they administered the first vaccine in Britain this morning or yesterday to a 91-year-old lady. The amazing thing is, and I want to go back to American entrepreneurship, American ingenuity, American exceptionalism. Which country developed not one but two, not two but three vaccines, right? We have Moderna, we have Pfizer, we have one
record
more coming
time.
Still, right? In less than 9 months, how did that happen? Well, it happened because President Trump slashed through the red tape, streamlined the process, and probably called them every single day, pushing them. You can do this. We got your back. We want it by this deadline. That's what a boss does. That's what a leader does. He rallies his team. He eliminates obstacles to get the job done, right? Did Britain do that? No. Did it come out of the UN? No. What about the World Health Organization? Did, did they come out with a vaccine? No.
CDC,
did they come out with any research that was helpful whatsoever?
Nope.
Right? Did France create the vaccine? Was it the geniuses in Finland that with all the entrepreneurship going on up there? The medical breakthroughs, did it come from Belgium? Did it come from the bureaucrats at the EU? No. It came from the United States of America, like every other major invention does for the last 2,000 years, right? And the last major thing to come out of Europe was the crossbow, for God's sakes. You know why? Because socialism, regulation, and red tape. Nobody in Europe has the opportunity to start a business like you do in this country.
Add
here.
To that, nobody. By the way, if there's anything we really all, or there's another thing we've learned from this, by the way, is the massive amount of red tape that the Democrats have put on this industry. How many people? But listen, how many people have been killed over or died over the last 50 years? Because we didn't do what we just did, right? What Donald Trump did is he said, Operation Warp Speed, we're going to get to a vaccine like this. Yeah. It's going to be safe. We're going to have big tests. But what he did is he cut out all the bullshit and allowed Pfizer and Moderna to do what they do, right? Yeah. Had we done that with other things, right, over the last 40 years, how many people would have been saved, right?
Yeah.
If the process would have gone from 20 years to 6 months because Pfizer and Moderna have their crap together, but the U.S. government didn't, right? And by the way, Andrew Cuomo, dirtbag Andrew, doing his best to screw New Yorkers once again, right?
Yeah.
So what Andrew has said, and this is typical liberal bullshit. What Andrew has said is, I'm smarter than Pfizer and Moderna. I'm smarter than you. I'm going to put together my panel of New Yorkers who couldn't figure out how to get themselves out of a telephone booth to review the Pfizer and the Moderna study, right?
Right.
So what is that going to do?
Right.
It's going to take it out another few months so New Yorkers can get screwed again.
Yep.
And you New Yorkers, you deserve it. I hate to say that. You don't deserve it. New York State does not deserve your bullshit. New York City deserves your bullshit because 18 miles votes for you, right? But you look at the speed. At the speed. Now what? Now Florida, by the way, Florida, Georgia, the vaccine will go through. Why? Because there's less bullshit to put up with, right? Yep. So they'll roll this thing out.
They already have it. They already got it.
Florida's probably already vaccinating people this week. Probably today or tomorrow.
DeSantis
has already said, here's the game plan. We're going to roll this out. He's not writing a book. DeSantis is not writing a book. DeSantis is not saying he should be in a movie. You know what DeSantis is doing? He's actually working with the federal government to figure out a way to start to distribute this. You know what Andrew Cuomo will do? He'll sit for 2 months and review it. And guess what? He'll go, we lost another 20,000 people.
And it's your fault.
Yeah.
That's the best part about it. You business owners trying to support your family. It's your fault. It's not his fault.
We should be taking Operation Warp Speed, and we should be cloning that going forward, right?
That should be the gold standard
because what we realized is stuff that normally took 15 to 20 years, we can do. And by the way, now Pfizer's saying it's a 95% effective. That's better than anything that we studied for 20 years. That's better. Usually it's 30, 40% effective.
We'll be going, if Biden actually is inaugurated, we'll be going right back to studying shrimp on a treadmill.
Yes.
We'll be right back to studying where bee stings hurt the most, right? We'll be right back to studying, you know, the snail darter or whatever.
By the way, studying snail on a treadmill is a lot better than having the number one game plan is boys and girls peeing at the age of 14 in the same bathroom.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
All right.
Listen, folks, if you need us throughout the week, we actually do manage money for a living. This is that's our day job. This is just our side shtick.
One last thing, by the way. Florida COVID data whistleblower says state police confiscated computers and armband. I am praying, by the way, that these police and DeSantis is sending these people in to get the right information on COVID.
I didn't read this story, but if I'm not mistaken,
it was this morning. I just grabbed the headline.
I think that this is the woman who was putting up false data that they actually fired, right?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
But again, here's what's unreal.
Please, DeSantis, please run for president, but I'm asking you to do one thing for me. Go in and get the real numbers and start to share that with the American people. They deserve that. The American people need to understand that 250,000 people did not die of this. By the way, Rudy Giuliani's got it. Oh, my God. Guess what? Rudy's fine, just like the other 99.7% of people, right? We had a few clients that got it this week. You know what I say? How are you, sir? You've got COVID. Yeah, how you doing? A little nasally? Yep, I'll be fine by next week. Do a few people have this tough? Yep. And guess what? We had a lot of clients 2 years ago that had the flu tough, and we had some clients that passed away from the flu 2 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
It sucks. Sadly. You do not destroy the entire country over the flu.
We've been saying,
never, ever, ever.
You can have COVID with the destroyed economy and a wrecked economic system and people going bankrupt, or you can have COVID and try to carry on as normal as you can while still being smart and safe, right? I mean, you know, I wouldn't suggest going to a rock concert necessarily, or a crowded, noisy bar where you're right in each other's faces yelling at each other. That's probably a place that I personally am going to avoid. At the same time, though, I want to live my life. I don't want to be told you have to wear a mask everywhere. That doesn't work. I see these people. It's just you're in your car by yourself.
Yeah.
I saw somebody jogging down the road by themselves wearing a mask the other day. I'm thinking to myself, were you going somewhere? Right. Did you not want to touch your? Who are you seeing?
Right.
And the best part is, I'm an outdoors guy, right? I spend a lot of time in the woods. I do a lot of hiking, stuff like that. The best part I love is seeing the disposable masks on the side of the trail. That's great.
Dirtbags.
Because I can assure you, it's probably not the conservative outdoors people like me that are leaving trash behind.
No.
We are typically picking up trash that liberals leave behind, right?
Yep.
It's amazing to me how the hunters, the fees and all the surcharges we pay for all of those, nature trails and wildlife refuges.
You and I are going in with a plastic bag to clean up after these folks. It's a circle of life, I'm telling you. If you look at garbage, by the way, it is exactly what the country's all about, right? The liberals who profess that we need to clean up the country, they're the first ones throwing their mask on the ground, right?
The filthiest places in the country.
The conservatives like you and I who are paying our taxes and getting slammed with all these regulations with our business, we're the first one to go down the beach with a garbage bag. And by the way, I'll challenge every single one of you. I jog, whether I'm in my Florida office or my Buffalo office, every single time I jog, I grab a garbage bag and I clean up garbage. I don't see one of you liberals jogging with
Never.
Me. Not one. Not
Never.
One.
Well, they'll vote, but they'll go rally to tax you to clean
Not
up
one.
More.
Our office in Williamsville, New York, I jog around there. You know what's around there? ECC. You know what? I don't see one liberal professor ever out there planting a tree. Not once.
That is a,
you know who's planting the trees?
Sad.
Me. Conservative Mike. Glenn.
Conservative Mike.
That's who's planting the trees. That's who's planting the trees.
But you know
They're
what,
never
though?
Out there planting the trees.
That has got to be the ugliest campus, though.
Terrible. Disgusting.
In all seriousness,
disgusting.
Though, if you don't know what ECC looks like,
disgusting.
Drive down Main Street. You see this wide open field.
Yep.
You couldn't have planted pine trees around the perimeter of that property for a wind block, for some privacy, for some aesthetics. I don't know, maybe an oak tree. Maybe a nice maple.
Couldn't be bothered.
Know.
You know what they're waiting for?
No.
Conservative Mike and Glenn to show up. That's what
it's
they're
terrible.
Waiting for. Conservative Glenn, conservative Mike to come over with their money and plant the trees. And you know what?
I would do it if they allowed us to, because it would look nicer. It would beautify the community and make it nicer.
We will. We'll be there. We'll be there.
But it does look terrible, though. It's a treeless lot. It's ridiculous.
Can't do it. University of Buffalo, by the way, never see a professor out there once planting a tree. Never.
Yeah,
never.
Unreal.
They want to save the world. They just won't do it themselves.
That's right.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep.
All right, folks, if you like what you heard, give us a like. We do appreciate it. Give us a thumbs up and leave a comment as well. That helps us a lot, whether you like it, hate it, or just didn't care. Any feedback is always appreciated. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to our channel. We appreciate that as well. You'll get notifications. I keep saying we're going to do more of these every week. We do have day jobs, a lot of them, and we're obviously very busy, so it's tough for us to do as many of these as we'd like. Don't forget, we do radio shows for 20-plus years. We've been on the radio in South Florida and Western New York. We've been on it over the past across the country. We've been on in Las Vegas. We've done a lot of radio. Buffalo's our flagship station. Hit the bell as well. Is that right, Lil? And that gives you the notification.
Subscribe. Yeah,
there you go. Subscribe, hit the bell. That way you'll get notified when some new stuff comes out.
If you don't like this show, by the way, go back in your mom's basement and stay there for a little bit and go watch something else. Right?
Yeah. Well, they're playing video games already. So
that's right. That's right.
As long as we're on advertising on Fortnite, we're probably all right. All right. TheFinancialGuys.com. TheFinancialGuys.com. If you want to find out more about what we do or follow any of our social media pages, we are very active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, which is my domain. I love Twitter. And where else are we?
LinkedIn,
we still go on LinkedIn. You go on LinkedIn. I go on Twitter. I don't do LinkedIn as much.
We got to do more with Parler, by the way.
I'm surprised LinkedIn is not a cleaner app, though. I mean, I, to be honest with you, that's why I don't like LinkedIn that much. It's just so. That's why I like Twitter, because it's so clean and neat. Mm. Although the people there are crazy.
They're nuts.
That's stuff. You can be anonymous on Twitter. That's the downside. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
if you like that stuff, though, if you want to follow us on any of those things, again, you can find all of our links on our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can also call our office 833. Fin Guys, 833-346-4897 is that number. Again, thanks for listening, folks. We do appreciate it. Share this, like it, Follow it. Love it. Financial Guys. That's it.
That's it.
We're done. That's it. It's over.
We should go home.
Turn it off. It's over. It's finished. Go home.